This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Just because you fire a coach or a manager doesn't mean changes anything.
Nope. You get a little bump, you know, maybe.
For like a half a second.
Yeah.
Like, what was it, 2 years ago when the Colts fired, I can't even remember who the, Frank Reich. Mm-hmm. And they brought in Jeff Saturday. I think they won their first game and didn't win again for the rest of the season. Now Jeff Saturday's comfortably back in his chair at ESPN.
Well, that was immediately mocked as soon as it happened.
Sure.
Even if the people that were saying Frank Reich should be fired, I don't think anyone was saying, hey, hire Jeff Saturday. That came out of nowhere. I mean, at least hire someone that's a coach.
Now Reich's in Stanford.
Yeah, he's the GM.
I think he's the coach. He's the interim coach.
Yeah,
Andrew Luck's the GM. Who they were together in Indy, of course. But for those new to the show, Nolan's all about giving old Hyder the heave ho here.
Right. Yeah. No. Absolutely.
You just think he's incapable of?
I think
being a good manager.
Well,
he never was.
I gave him credit for what he did in 2023. He is a big part of their winning a couple of years ago. But as we've said time and time again, the team is trending in the wrong direction consistently from that point. No playoff stuff to hang your hat on either. And that carries way more weight than the regular season. His track record, his resume, we can all see it. We all know what it is. And I know that the players have come out, at least publicly, through the article in the Baltimore Sun, said, hey, we've got Brandon Hyde's back. And that's great. But is he truly the guy that's right to lead this team to a World Series? You could have a manager that comes in here, players might not like his style or his attitude, but he might be able to get better results out of the team. Right now, Brandon Hyde is not getting results out of this team, and that's just a flat-out fact.
And what Tony Pente say, over 120 games now, counting the playoffs, 450 baseball?
Right.
Not good. And 0-5 in the playoffs, four of those losses at home.
And I continue to use the term, you know, rattle cages, shakes things up, because if you don't make any changes, like I said yesterday, well, we're going to keep seeing what we've been seeing here for the past month. Nothing's going to change. I mean, if you don't fire somebody, you don't DFA players, if you just keep running the same lineup out there, the same coaches, the same manager, it's the same results every day. If you fired Brandon Hyde today, hypothetically, right, after, you know, two embarrassing losses again, you've lost four in a row, what does that say to the team? To the players that had his back, we just got this guy fired. We stink so bad, this is now beyond us. This is not a personal issue. We're so bad that I cost someone that I respect his job. Is that not a kick in the rear end? Is that not a wake-up call? That's what I'm asking for.
Well, maybe Luis F. Castillo can change things. Well,
what, Nolan, what if it's that they can't stand Elias? You know, because he got rid of teammates and he didn't do anything to help them, you know? So maybe
I think that's appropriate anger as well.
It's Vinny at Haiti 105. Maybe it's Mr. Splash's fault, I'm just saying. He's, by the way, getting underworked this year. We'll come back. NFL, or news from the Nest, rather. Going to hear from Malachi Starks as we ship back to the Ravens. Buy or sell, 12:15. Where's the dough? A.J. Gersh will talk Ravens and Orioles with him. Local kid, Fox 45.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.